1929 was a busy year. The first car radio was made, sunglasses were invented, Switzerland invented the chainsaw, London installed the first public telephone booth, and Popeye sailed into the comic strips. Locally, after 2 years of construction, the US 6062 bridge opened on the Mississippi River connecting Illinois and Missouri. It was built as a result of the Bridge Act of 1906. After 90 years with thousands of vehicles crossing it every day, things can wear out.
There's about 3,000 vehicles a day on this bridge, 26% trucks. There's a lot of movement. It is the shortest path between, you know, southeastern Missouri and Paducah, Kentucky. So we do get a lot of traffic coming up through this way.
Casey Teckenbrock is the IDOT bridge maintenance engineer for District 9. He has about 800 bridges and another 1,200 smaller structures to inspect and maintain. Every year, IDOT closes the 6062 bridge and inspects every inch of it looking for cracks, rust, and other signs of wear and tear. Federal regulations require bridges over 20 feet long to be inspected every 2 years, unless there's a significant reason to inspect it more often, like a low sufficiency rating.
As the bridges get older and deteriorate, you know, if they're not being replaced, we do get more frequent inspections. We get more hands-on inspections. We look at those problems to make sure they're not getting to an uncomfortable level.
And if they don't pass that inspection and those problems reach the uncomfortable level,
if a bridge is truly unsafe, you know, through the inspection and the bridge office, we will close it or we will post it. So, you know, we don't have unsafe bridges open to the public.
Illinois has over 2 million miles of highways spread across the state that require a lot of maintenance and sometimes replacing.
We have a lot of deferred maintenance out there. We have over $15 million, or actually $15 billion, I'm sorry, have $15 billion in deferred maintenance out there that's just repairing potholes and some roads that are in current need of maintenance. So, you know, and then that doesn't include any new construction. So we have a lot of work to do.
State Senator Dale Fowler is hopeful the 101st General Assembly votes for and passes a capital bill which will prioritize improvement projects like major renovations to bridges, roads, water and sewer systems, also called horizontal infrastructure.
The capital bill is obviously a very hot subject right now, something that there's working groups working throughout the state of Illinois about what some of the needs are right now.
One project that's on the eye of state and federal legislators is adding an additional interchange at the Benton Industrial Park to have direct access to I-57. MinCon recently purchased a closed-down 400,000-square-foot factory in the park and plans to expand their line of industrial drilling products. Congressman Mike Bost held an infrastructure listening tour in April that included a stop in Benton.
I was here earlier today. We met with a whole group that we're working on trying to talk about getting the intersection together out here that we're talking about and the infrastructure bill and working on that. Those are the things that Washington can do to make that investment into our local communities so that they can do what is vitally important, and that is providing the opportunity for entrepreneurs to come in. And
currently, everything that leaves the industrial park has to go through the city. Adding the direct access will lessen the traffic wear and tear on the city and make the park more desirable for new businesses. Congressman Boss was joined by Senator Fowler and other community leaders at this stop. Senator Fowler says he's traveled throughout his 13-county district to see firsthand what the needs and wants are.
I'm working really hard, and my staff is working really hard to be proactive and ahead of the situation, so when and if a infrastructure bill, capital bill comes to fruition, that we'll be ready to act upon it.
Boss says Illinois could get some federal help once a capital bill is completed.
If they pass the infrastructure, their capital bill, that always gives them the opportunity to tap into those resources if the federal government comes up with its infrastructure bill.
However, there's one big obstacle facing the General Assembly.
Most importantly, you know, that capital bill is going to have to be funded. So that's something as we as legislators are going to have to continue to work with the governor's office on and to see what we can do with, you know, for the funding.
Fowler says he's heard lots of ideas being floated around the Capitol to generate revenue, but nothing's ready for a vote yet.
There's no question we're going to need revenues. The question is how are we going to obtain those revenues? Motor fuel tax is going to be something that's going to be on the table, such as the graduated income tax, the bag tax, all this, tax that. So, there's going to be some tough votes to be made in the Illinois State Senate and the House of Representatives. But before I make any indication, I'm always cautious because I want to see the language, because language can change.
The motor fuel tax has stayed the same since 1991 at 19 cents a gallon. and Senator Fowler has heard numerous increases suggested.
Obviously, that's being discussed as we speak. I have not seen any language on it yet other than speculation. I've heard anywhere from 12 or 13 cents as high as 30 cents.
Senator Fowler knows those tough votes to increase any type of tax can also have a negative impact on his district.
We live in a depressed, impoverished area here in Southern Illinois. We have a lot of needs. And when you start increasing taxes, that takes more money out of the pockets of those that are trying to feed their families. But by the same token, we have to continue to operate Southern Illinois. We've lost many people, 45,000 people we lost last year. We're probably going to be losing more this year. We have this out-migration.
Over the last few years, Illinois' population has declined more than the previous year. Fewer taxpayers typically means prices and taxes will start to increase, along with reduction of services. Senator Fowler says a capital bill can help turn that around by creating jobs and developments to make people want to come to Illinois for work and leisure.
We do this by creating opportunities to bring people in, such as a river terminal project that will create a lot of jobs, a lot of ancillary businesses that will come in, create our tourism dollars, make Southern Illinois a place where people want to come in and build a home and establish a residency and raise a family.
In 2018, the state approved $1 million to start on the design and engineering of a riverport terminal in Cairo. Senator Fowler says this would create a boost to the region's economy.
We get this terminal built in Cairo, there's going to be a need for even more trucks, but we'll also be able to transport containers, coal, liquid, grain, aggregate, via barge, which is our most economical form of transportation. So that's really exciting, and it's projected that this project will benefit I-64 South.
And again, Senator Fowler has that big hurdle to overcome, but he's not giving up.
It's going to take some capital funds as well to be able to build the port, but we're really excited about the opportunity that lies there.
Fowler says there's a lot of companies interested in using the terminal once completed, and Cairo is the best place for it.
We have the confluence of the Mississippi and the Ohio that doesn't exist anywhere else in the entire nation. You know, and what really opened up the gates for me was, you know, when I really started studying this and working with consultants and engineers and architects about this project, that 80% of all inland barge traffic flows by the city of Cairo, and the state of Illinois hasn't been benefiting from that.
There's also vertical infrastructure that's included with the capital bill, which covers building renovations and new construction. Most of the state-funded colleges and universities have a deferred maintenance plan, and SIU is no exception.
The deferred maintenance there continues to grow, and you see what's happened to the university with loss of enrollment. We have to change that morale, and we have to continue to be proud of what we have and be able to assure our kids right here in Southern Illinois and throughout the Midwest that they can come to SIU and have a great education.
Senator Fowler says the longer this deferred maintenance has to wait, it will be worse when it can be fixed.
It's imperative that we keep funding. You know, we have capital funding so we can continue with these deferred maintenances, because it's just if you keep holding off, it's going to cost more later.
There are times when the worst case scenario has to happen in order to get funding.
Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, in this business, it almost takes an emergency. I've had some emergency projects that had to be deemed an emergency, as an example with some of our state parks. Unfortunately, sometimes things have to become that critical, and that's very unfortunate because you have to stay ahead.
Even the parks in Illinois have a deferred maintenance plan.
Our parks have been neglected, our state parks, which are a huge economic engine to Southern Illinois, our tourism. And I want to make sure that they continue to receive the funding and preferred maintenance for those parks.
Lawmakers across the state are busy surveying the needs in their district and preparing to work on the capital bill. Senator Fowler is doing the same.
That's one thing I'm doing in my district of the 59th. I'm compiling my wish list of things that I want to make sure that our state facilities in my district, our parks and everything, you know, our roads, our infrastructure, that we're not left behind when and if those funds become available.
Whether it's a gas tax, bag tax, graduated income tax, state fee increases, funds have to be generated from somewhere. Senator Fowler wants the 59th district to know how he plans to vote.
I'm going to be very cautious on any vote that I make that increases, that would be a possible tax increase, because, you know, I represent my district, and I want to do what's best for my district and I want to do what's best for my morals that I believe in within my district.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.